We haven't talked about minors yet, so let's do minor a little. The A minor chord is the same as the A major chord, but the third gets flatted a half step. So go and play A, C sharp and E again. The same 1-3-5 you just did. Yep, there's 1-3-5. Don't you like our little cheesy Casio keyboard that I busted out for the lesson? Mm-hmm. And now you gotta you gotta lower the third. Yes, correct. And now we're left with what? Instead of A, C sharp and E, we got
a C, so it's gonna be
A, C, and E, correct.
Ah, so it's basically just one. It's the same first half.
Yeah. It's gotta be 1-5-1, because none of that has changed.
Two.
Okay, so in terms of naming, well, you could call it a flat three. It's not really two.
Flat three,
because two would be B, like A, B. So flat three, but we know that it's a minor already. Let's just put flat three. When you know it's a minor, you can just call it regular three, but let's, for the purposes of extra clarity, we'll put flat three here.
And it's
the same, yeah, so it's the same exact chord, except 1-5-1, flat 3-5. Awesome. So let's go on the minor thing. Let's do some more minors. Let's do D minor.
One.
You know it's a one, yeah. And how do you know what's 1-3-5 on a D minor? Let's do it on keyboard first. All right. So, and you might be able to do it by ear. You could do it by ear. You could also do it by knowing the D if you memorize where the D. Yeah. But for the purposes of this, let's do it on keyboard. Now, yeah. Yes, correct. You got D, F, and D, F sharp, and A would be D, and D, F, and A would be D minor. Just to reiterate for those listening, the distance between the minor third and the root is a step and a half. So a step would be the E, and another step, half step would be the F. All right, so what's D minor? That's one, and what's next?
One, three.
You're guessing. It's five, yeah, and you're doing it by ear. That's perfectly fine. I mean, if your ear is developed, you know, da, 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 the interval of a fifth is Star Wars. So, you know, these are just things when you do my ear training class, you just memorize certain famous songs that you attach to the sound of certain intervals. So, as soon as I hear that, I think Star Wars, you know. So, yeah, you can do it by ear. 1-5, then the next. What is that? Let's do it by, if you're not hearing it, let's do it by analysis. What's the name of the note you play on the third string?
So this is C sharp. No. C sharp G.
Well, what comes after the letter C? Yeah, D, it's a D. And so would that be a 1-3-5? You already came up with 1-5. No, you're guessing. Do it by name.
Oh, no, one.
It's a D note, so it's got to be a 1. Yeah. Now that's an F.
Five.
All right. So, yeah, you're trying to do it by ear, and sometimes that leads you astray. So, how far is F from D?
One whole step.
It's 1.5, because the whole step would be E.
One and a half.
And what's that a definition of? What kind of... Two whole steps is a major third, so a step and a half is a...
minor.
You got it. So it's 1-5-1, flat 3 is a D minor. More, and then we'll close out. Let's do E minor.